Welcome to the Out of Chicago podcast. I'm Chris Smith, and today we're going to be talking about last-minute details for the Out of New York conference, which is this weekend. Plus, we're going to have an interview with Mark Elper. He runs Big Acrylic, and he will talk all about how to hang your prints, how to print for acrylic, and everything you'd ever want to know about doing acrylics and metal and some other things. So that's all coming up first in our interview. After that, I've got all the last minute details. We posted this so that if you're flying into New York or you're driving down into the city, that you can listen and get all the details, everything you need to know for this weekend. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. I think my cab's coming at 4:30 in the morning. So yeah, I got to finish this right now so that Brian can post it online and you guys can listen to it in the morning. So that's going to be great. So first we've got our interview, and then we will see you this weekend in New York City. Can't wait, and we'll see you there. But first, that interview. All right. I'm here with Mark Elper from Big Acrylic, and we're going to be talking all about printing your stuff on acrylic. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Pleasure being here.
And did I say your name right? Is it Mark Elper?
You said my name right. You can call me anything. Mark, Mike, Mitch. It's all good.
as long as we want your stuff. Yeah, no, absolutely. So tell us about your company. It's Big Acrylic. Tell us what you do.
Well, we focus on producing images that are quite large. And we also took that route so we'd be found on Google search, because when you enter a Big Acrylic, there's a good dollar amount, and basically we're able to offer all display options to handle big acrylics. We also do smaller sizes as well. With us, you can either order online, or if you want, you can place your order by the phone. We like speaking to our customers. Whereas a lot of companies just want everything done online, they don't like the communication. We don't mind doing manual invoices. However we can help you, we're going to do it. And we want you as a repeat customer.
Yeah, and you've been great with me working back and forth, and I'm asking you even silly things like how to hang it on my wall, and you're like, come on, you just put a nail in the wall and do it, Chris.
Yeah, I've heard worse questions, so it's all good. It's all good. No. You know, if you have a passion of what you do, you don't mind talking about things, right? So, I mean, I spent a half hour with someone on the phone who only wanted to print an 8x10-inch photo. You know what I'm saying? So we show the enthusiasm no matter what size order or dollar amount it's going to be. We're here to help you, even if it's a small order. It's all good.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Now, when you say Big Acrylic, and that's the name of your company, when you say big, what are you thinking when you're saying big? How big do you go, or what to you is a big acrylic?
The biggest acrylic we could do is 60 by 96 inches. So when it gets to anything past 60 by 40 inches, it can't be sent by courier because it's oversized for FedEx or UPS. So it's got to go into a crate. So when I usually refer to big acrylic, we're talking about anything that's like 60 by 40, 70 by 30. However, we do 60 by 96 inches. Anything above that, it needs to really be shipped in a crate and well protected.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, will you do like any aspect ratio, or do you have set ratios that I need to crop my stuff
to?
No.
If there's something custom, you could call us, you could just send us an email. We can do any size ratio you want.
All right. That's great, because I'm always cropping my images to weird different ratios, and then I'm trying to fit them inside of some mat or whatever. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. On our side, it gives you certain ratios, 3x4, 2.3 or 3.2, 4.3 or 3.4, 4.5 or 5.4, which will let you like crop within the software. However, if you want something that's really odd, you can just call or email and it's all good.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So you guys sent me one of my images. It's one of my favorites from the Milwaukee Art Museum shot at night. And you sent it to me on the acrylic, and you actually sent me one on metal too. And both of them are awesome, but this acrylic one is just amazing. I don't have like any special lighting or anything. Right now I was just sitting on my couch. I got to hang it, but it looks phenomenal. The thing looks like it's glowing. I mean, what is it that makes these acrylics so special?
Well, it's basically, we print on the back of the acrylic. It's called like direct-to-board printing. So we print on the back of the acrylic, and the image comes through the back and goes through the front. It all really depends on the quality of the image as well. If you're a photographer, you know, if you have a small DPI image and you want to create something big, you'll see pixelation. However, if you give the proper size, your image will come out spectacular.
Well, that's a good question. What DPI do you recommend?
Dots per inch, right? We put either 300 or 150. So when people, I mean, we do have a software that increases the DPI size, but if someone wants the best resolution, which photographers usually have, they'll, you know, either shoot in RAW and send us the file with the proper DPI.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, the one you sent me, I think it was good enough, and it, yeah, it looks awesome.
It was a small photo. It was only 24 by 36. So, you know, unless you're really sending in a small file size, usually those are quite easy to produce.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it looks awesome. So this is a really bad question because, you know, the people listening to this are probably artists and know all this stuff. And what exactly is acrylic? Is it a glass? What is it that we're dealing with here?
Acrylic is plexiglass. So it's basically a glass. I mean, you know, it's like Kleenex is to tissue, like plexiglass is to acrylic. So it's like a plexiglass.
Oh, that totally makes sense.
It's a glass product, not as fragile as glass. It's usually thicker, but think of it as glass.
Awesome. How do you recommend that we light our images? We hang them up on the wall and we've got an acrylic. And is it any different than lighting a normal, you know, photo printed on paper?
I think they're both the same. I mean, if you have proper lighting, the image is going to look much better. We also have a couple of new products where we print on acrylic, but then we have an LED panel in back that you plug into the wall and it lights up. It's really quite cool. And we also have a product that's backlit where it's a canvas fabric that's interchangeable. So basically you order once the frame, but then you can repeat orders of the actual image in a canvas, and you can keep on changing the backlit of it. It's a very interesting project.
That is cool. That is cool. Can we see images of that on your website?
Yeah, we have it on the blog. It's under, it's in the blog section. If you look in the blog section, you'll see more information about that.
And what is the URL for the website?
www.bigacrylic.com.
All right, perfect. I was assuming that's what it was, but I didn't want to guess. So yeah, bigacrylic.com. No, very good. And we'll have all the links to that in our show notes for this podcast. So go ahead and go there. Now, one person I always think of when I think of these acrylics, and we were talking about them before we started recording, is Peter Lick. I mean, this is
kind of... Just joking.
Of course, yeah, and selling his things for millions of dollars or whatever. So what's the difference? I mean, this is kind of the same territory, but what's different about what he's doing than what you're doing, or is it the same?
Okay, I probably get this three times a week where someone calls and says, well, you know, Peter Lick, I want to create something like that. The bottom line, he does his own type of printing, right? But he closely follows like face mounting, which is a sandwich of a substrate, an image, and then the acrylic. And then he hangs it up with great lighting and it looks fantastic. We print direct on the acrylic panel. So there's no need for paper. You just basically print in the back and you order and then you hang it up. The cost factor also, if you want to do face mounting, which is like what Peter Lick does, it's prohibitive because it becomes very heavy with certain sizes and also quite expensive. But like I'm saying, Peter Lick does his own style. So, you know, although his reputation is one thing, I mean, I think he spent a lot of time creating whatever he does with special papers to get that type of effect. But if he didn't have proper lighting, I don't know how hot the photos would look. I mean, lightings, if you went to his gallery, let's say in South Beach, you'd see that he has great lighting, which really illuminates the photos.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we never answered that. What do you recommend for lighting? Do I need to like mount something in my ceiling and have it shining
like,
down?
That's like Donald Trump interview, right? Not talking about that.
Hey, answer the question.
If you have proper lighting in it, then your picture is going to look good. If it's in a dark room, you know, it won't illuminate as much, right? It won't shine as much. So all I can tell you is, I don't think anyone goes into this saying, oh, I'm going to get an acrylic, but I have to start purchasing special lighting. I mean, usually if it's in a living room or den, the lighting is sufficient that the acrylic is going to look great.
Okay, I don't need to buy lighting that I'm going to put above it and have it shining right on it.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think anyone has done that. No one has ever mentioned to me in a phone call that they've done that. So I'm pretty sure you don't have to take that route. No.
Yeah. And like I said, I've got mine sitting on my couch here and it looks awesome. It looks like, I don't know what it is about it. It looks like it's glowing. I suppose it depends on the image you use for it, but
exactly.
It looks
great. Exactly.
I love it. So you guys are based in Montreal, Canada, right?
Right.
Most of your business is actually done down here in the States.
We just got the internet a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it's new to us. No, I'm just joking.
Any issues shipping from where you are?
No, everything is transparent. There's no duties or taxes. Everything is shipped directly to the customer at ease.
That's awesome. All right. So you guys do metal, you do these new things you're talking about where you're actually backlighting it. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, we do the regular canvas. We do the backlits, which are special projects. So you'd have to call to speak to us about that. We also do wallpaper. We have our own proprietary product of that. But we are our main business and where we excel the most is all different sizes of metals and acrylics. So that's where our strength is, especially the big products from making sure your image looks good to shipping to making sure you get into get it as one piece. Because with these big acrylics, you never know what could happen in shipping. So we really make sure that they're well packaged, that it gets to you 100%, that you just take it out of the box and hang it up.
Yeah, no, it was a great dealing with you guys. And like you said, it's all set up. The one that you sent, it's all set up. All I got to do is nail in the wall and hang it up there. So I just need to
exactly.
Yeah, no, I love it. So I'm super excited about this. You guys are actually going to do a discount for our listeners.
Yes, you. No, it's always my pleasure. We so much appreciate this podcast that we're going to give any member of yours who reads it online or listens to the podcast a lifetime 25% discount. So the code is out of Chicago and small and non-capitalized. And when you order it, you get 25% discount.
Now that's awesome. You mentioned this ahead of time. I was thinking this was a one-time thing. This is, you're giving this, people want to buy more stuff, they can with the same discount.
We usually give they're pros as it is, right? Whether they're amateur or what have you. Mm-hmm. We usually give all the time, whether they order one or 15 once a year or 20 times a year, the same discount of 15%. I'm extending this because I love Chicago and I love speaking to you. We're giving 25% off lifetime.
This is awesome.
Well, I really sound like Donald Trump. Eh? We're going to build a wall.
No walls here, please.
Yeah, exactly.
So no, this is great. So we'll go to bigacrylic.com. The code is out of Chicago, lowercase in all one word, and you'll get 25% off.
Yeah, you put it in the coupon area. I'm going to actually put that on my site after we speak that the code will be working.
So as soon as you hear this, that will be live. And I was talking to Mark before this. He said, well, when's your New York event coming up? I said, well, it's October 14th and 15th, just in a couple of weeks here. He goes, well, I'm going to be there the 13th through the 16th. So Mark actually may stop by our event. Maybe you'll get a chance to meet him and ask any questions you have. So, yeah, we're looking forward to having you there, Mark.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And this is awesome. I'm going to go check it out again. Well, I'm going to hang this thing, get some pictures. We'll put them up so people can see what it looks like. And hopefully they get a good idea. I love it because it's so easy. I mean, compared to having to, deal with mats and dealing with frames and all of that, that can be a huge pain. But to just order the thing and have it come boxed and ready to hang, it seriously is amazing.
And also, let me say, we don't mind customers calling, right? So it's fine if they want to speak to me first, if they want to order online, like direct as opposed to online. We can do a manual invoice. Don't worry about it. It's always our pleasure.
That's great. And so that number is on your site and we can just give you a call then, huh?
Sure. I'll give it to you anyway. Sure. 877-234-4466. And we love speaking to you. We love creating masterpieces for our customers.
All right. And just tell them that you heard Mark on the Out of Chicago podcast and they will hook you up. So thank you very much, Mark. Anything else you want to add before we let you go here and get back to work?
No, nothing at all. Just I appreciated the interview. And however I could be of help to you, it's always a pleasure to take time out of the day to help you guys out.
Yeah, and I appreciate the print and just the fact that you kind of turned me on to the whole thing. I love it. So thank you very much, and we'll see you in New York.
All right, have a wonderful day now.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk about Out of New York. So we've been planning this for a long time, over a year now. We've visited out there to scout it out. We've been working with all the local photographers, and it's finally here. This Thursday, we head out to New York City, and Thursday night, the very first thing we're going to do is a sunset cruise. If you still want to join us on the sunset cruise, even if you can't make it to the rest of the conference, email me. It's chris@outofchicago.com, and I'll get you hooked up. We still have some room on the cruise. We're going to have attendees. We'll have the Out of Chicago staff. We will have a bunch of the presenters there. So it's going to be a ton of people. It's going to be a lot of fun. The weather looks like it's going to be nice, maybe a little chilly, but it looks like it's going to be beautiful. No chance of rain, and we're going to have a ton of fun. So the plan is we get on the boat. The boat meets at the East 35th Street Pier. So it's 35th Street, if you know New York, easy. All the way on the east side where 35th Street hits the water. If you're not familiar with it, I mean, it kind of makes sense. 35th Street runs east and west. Take it as far east as you can till it hits the water. There will be some boats there. You'll find the right one. We'll be there to help you. So the boat's going to be a ton of fun. We've got it all planned out so that we get set up. We go out and we shoot the sunset. We'll get out by the Statue of Liberty. We know all the best places to go, so we get the angles with the bridges, and it's going to be awesome. So make sure you're there for the kickoff Thursday night. So, well, and I'll say that at the end of that, it's going to drop us off at really like the best location that's not on a boat to shoot the skyline. And that is back at that Dumbo area down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass. Down in the Dumbo area is where we're going to get dropped. There's all sorts of places to shoot there, and you're going to love it right there. So we'll get you to the best spot. From there, though, you'd have to catch a cab or train back to your hotel or back home. On Friday, we are going to kick off early morning, so 8 a.m. If you come earlier, you'll be stuck outside a little bit, but we're going to let people in at 8 o'clock. We're going to have coffee, tea. We're going to have water. You guys are going to be all set for that. If you want to grab something to eat ahead of time, there are places right around there that you may go to. When I was there back in the spring, there were food carts and stuff, food trucks, I guess I should say, outside of there. And you grab a bagel, whatever you want from there. So things are around there. And it's the same thing for lunch, that there are all sorts of restaurants there. You just kind of got to check your schedule, because we don't have it where it's like, this is the lunch break, everybody goes at the same time. Depending on your schedule, you got to find that time in there. Everyone's got it on their schedule, but it's different times for different people for when you can go and grab something to eat. So 8 o'clock you get in, 8:30 we're going to start the kickoff. I'm going to get up there, I'm going to welcome everyone there, and then I'm going to hand it over to Frederick Van Johnson. And Frederick and the rest of the New York City panel is going to talk about photographing New York, and he'll talk a little bit, of course, about This Week in Photography. That's his podcast, TWIP, and they're going to talk about all the best places, all their favorite tips for shooting in New York City. So Frederick Van Johnson is leading it, but on the panel will be Rick Salmon, James Mayer, Steve Simon, and Rick Garrity. So it's going to be a great panel, all New York photographers, and they're going to talk all about photographing New York. So that'll get you fired up for the rest of the weekend. And then after that, we're going to hit it hard with Lindsay Adler. That's our first big keynote speech. So Lindsay Adler's going to get out there. She's going to do her thing. She's amazing. If you've never seen her speak, you're going to love it. You'll be blown away. So that's Lindsay Adler. After that, that's when things really start to go crazy. We have 5-6 classes going on at the same time. At the same time, we also have 5-6 photo walks. So depending on what you chose on your schedule, you'll be hitting classes, you'll be hitting photo walks, and you'll be heading out on the city. Also, there will be time in there to go hit the expo area, which is going to be right in the same area. You can't miss it. And in the expo there, well, our main sponsor, our headline sponsor is Olympus. They're going to be set up. They're going to be renting out, not renting, they're going going to be lending out cameras, lenses, all sorts of stuff. They'll be able to answer any questions you have. If you have a driver's license, you can grab it. You can take it out into the city and shoot with that stuff. So try the newest stuff from Olympus. Now, I have an Olympus EM10 Mark II, and that's not the top of the line. It's kind of a smaller one, but it's perfect. It uses interchangeable lenses. I have a 17 millimeter, 17 millimeter 1.8 lens on there, which is teeny tiny. On any other camera, you'd basically call it a pancake lens. But this is a Micro Four Thirds camera. The whole thing is tiny, the camera and the lens. But that is just a killer combo. And it's really like all you need to shoot. When I interviewed Thomas Luther, the street photographer from Switzerland, that's all he shoots with for the most part. He's got a couple other lenses, which he'll throw on every once in a while, but he's got that camera, he's got that lens, and he does all of his street photography with that. So if you had that kind of a setup, the Olympus EM10 Mark II and a 17 millimeter prime, you're good to go. And this is a pretty good situation, being in New York City and doing street photography. This is a pretty good situation to say, yeah, I think that I might try and minimize my setup that I'm going to bring. I don't need tons of lenses and I don't need my big, huge camera. So think about that. And I'm kind of thinking the same thing, that I'm going to bring something smaller. Good situation to try a mirrorless camera. So Olympus will be there. They're our headline sponsor. But we also have Panasonic. They'll be lending things out. And Tamron, they'll have lenses to loan out as well. But we'll have all sorts of people talking about the things that they do. We'll have Datacolor. And of course, Hunts from Boston will be there. They'll be selling. So if you go to any of these other places, you're like, oh, wow, okay, I kind of do like that Olympus camera that I just borrowed. Hunts will have it, and you buy it right then. Gray Learning, that's Tim Gray. He teaches Lightroom and Photoshop. He'll be there. He's teaching for us, but he'll also be there talking about all the other things that they offer. Imagely, if you haven't heard of Imagely, if you're a photographer and you're interested in things online at all, which you should be, if you're interested in that, Imagely is kind of like the company for hooking people up with websites, and not just like a quick old I won't go into other companies. It's not just like just throwing up some images, but they really go in depth using WordPress, and it gives it. They work with you to put together like a phenomenal site, one that you'd think that you would have spent thousands of dollars on. So that's Imagely. And Scott Whiting Kivowitz, he'll be one of our instructors, and he'll be there talking about Imagely. Tamrac will be there. They'll have bags, and they were at the Chicago event, and they have all sorts of different options, whether you want something small, something big, you're going on a huge excursion, or you are just going around the corner. Tamrac has great bags. Topaz will be there. Topaz has got their whole suite of all the different plugins that they'll offer. They'll have show specials, and they're going to be showing it all off that whole time. So you're going to enjoy seeing Topaz. WHCC, they've been at all of our events this year. Thank you very much to White House Custom Color. And they're like my print house of choice. If I'm looking to just get some prints that I need to send out somewhere, I want to put a couple things on the wall. We talked earlier with Big Acrylic. If you want to do that kind of thing, that makes sense. But if you're just looking for some prints, you want to put them in a competition or something, and you don't want to fire up the old printer and have to worry about all that, WHCC is the way that I go. So we're going to keep you guys busy, whether you're at the expo or you're in classes or you're out on the street and you're shooting. You're going to stay busy the entire time. There's some time off to go grab something to eat. But other than that, we got you running the whole time. So you're going to be shooting. You're going to be making the most of this weekend in New York City. We don't want to go all the way to New York City and then, go back to the hotel for a few hours and sleep. That's not the way we do things. So sorry. But we are going to be out there shooting, and you're going to have something planned the entire time. Some of these photo walks go until 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. So it's not like you'll be standing around going, I wonder where everyone went and what I should do. There's something already planned, and it's in your schedule. So if you log in, go back to your original confirmation email and get that link in there, you can log back in, you can see your schedule. But when you register on Friday morning, when you check in, we'll have your whole schedule for you, print it out, we'll hand it to you, and you can get it. If you somehow lose that, we can show you how to get back into it online so you can see everything. Now, if you have a late night photo walk, you kind of want to head back soon. You know, you go to your photo walk and head back, because the next thing I'm going to say is going to make you want to make sure you get some sleep. And that is that on Saturday morning, bright and early, you come in, you can get to the place by 7 a.m. We'll be getting there, setting stuff up. But at 7:30, we have classes already starting. So you may have a class as early as 7:30 or a photo walk, and you guys are going to head right out and shooting some great light right there in the city. So we start right away and we kind of continue on. Then we'll have the expo open again and we will have classes again, all the same thing. And then we've kind of got our big closing. After the closing, we're going to send people back out for the last, you know, hurrah as far as getting some great shooting during sunset. But we're going to have Rick Salmon. Rick's going to do the closing. He did the opening for us in Chicago. We love him. He's a phenomenal photographer, great teacher, and puts on an amazing presentation. So he will be there on Saturday doing the closing, and then we're going to go out and get those last photo walks in. So check your schedule. You'll see exactly what you're signed up for. So what should you bring? First off, if you're doing photo walks, make sure you have good walking shoes. No reason to be dressed up at an event like this. Make sure that you're comfortable. Also, make sure that you've got clothes that are going to match the weather. And it looks like it's going to be in the 60s. It's going to be sunny all week. And so dress for that. But at night, it will get down into the 50s. So if you've got a late night photo walk, or especially if you're coming on the cruise with us on Thursday night, it's going to get a little chilly. So make sure you have at least a light or medium weight jacket to go along with that. So walking shoes, comfortable clothes. A lot of times these conference centers, you know, get very chilly also. That's probably not a problem. Like in the summer, it's like we're going from really, really hot to really, really cold. But here you're going to have a jacket and stuff anyway. So no need to pack anything extra there. I don't think you'll have something warm to wear. How about as far as gear? We said this is an opportunity to try out a smaller camera. If maybe you've got a couple of them, as Ron Pepper said, maybe you're polycamerous. Well, maybe this is a time to say, I'm just going to stick with that smaller camera and try that out. So that's an opportunity there. You probably want to have your tripod, depending on what photo walks you're signed up for. There are some, and it says on the website, if you go and look up your walk on the website, it'll tell you if you should be bringing a tripod or not. Now, if you've got your tripod, you've got all your camera gear in your backpack and everything, and then you want to go on a walk where you just need your camera and that's it, we do have a gear check. It's going to be at the front desk. You go to the front desk, you say, hey, I'd like to check this stuff in. They'll give you a tag, just like you're doing like a coat check at some fancy place. They'll give you a tag. You can come back and redeem it, and they'll give you your stuff back. But that way you don't have to carry everything when all you really need is just a camera and a small lens. So that option is there, and take advantage of it. This is really going to be a special weekend, so I hope you're as excited about it as I am. I will see you guys hopefully Thursday night on the cruise. Otherwise, we will look for you on Friday morning, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Instructors are ready. All our Out of Chicago staff, they're ready to go, and it's going to be awesome. So we will see you there, and have a safe trip to New York.